Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette's UPS store employees, led by Castleberry, are AARP Wyoming's 2023 Fraud Fighters of the Year. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Among AARP Wyoming's three priorities is protecting its members from scams and fraud. Troy Castleberry and his staff at the UPS store in Gillette were named AARP Wyoming's Fraud Fighters of the Year, according to the press release from AARP. Castleberry is the franchise owner for the UPS store in Gillette. Earlier this year, a woman came into Castleberry's UPS store and asked to ship what she said was a book. The woman then asked for $5,000 in insurance to ship what she said was a book. As it turns out, the package was $5,000 in cash that the woman was sending, unbeknownst to her, to a scammer in Florida. After involving the Gillette Police Department, the woman was saved from the scam. Castleberry said the scam we got stopped was really a team effort. Courtney was helping the woman who wanted to ship a package next day air to Florida. The woman wanted to insure what she said was a book for $5,000. That didn't sit right with Courtney, who told one of our other associates, Christy, and they talked to me about it. I was able to work with the client and the police to get to a place where we knew the money was safe. Since that day, Castleberry says he and his office have continued to watch out for scams coming through their shop. That includes paying special attention to packages that are requested to be sent via next day shipping, a commonality in many scams. His team is also asking those who are sending the package simply, how do you know the recipient? Castleberry started the business in 2019 after moving to Gillette from Montana. He says if UPS recognizes an address someone is trying to ship a package to as one where fraud has been reported, it will notify the store employees. He says his staffers have also noticed that most of the time, scammers request victims send packages by next day air. Those are two of the ways his staff tries to protect its customers from falling prey to scammers. In the name of fighting scams and fraud attempts, AARP has developed the AARP Fraud Watch Network, a free resource for all. The network helps you proactively spot scams, get guidance from their fraud specialists if you've been targeted, that they advocate at the federal, state, and local levels to protect consumers and enforce the law. AARP's Fraud Watch Network was established in 2013 and offers a fraud resource center with more than 60 tip sheets providing do's and don'ts on common scams. AARP also shares watchdog alerts delivered via email or cell phone on the latest scams and how to spot them. For more information, visit AARP.org. Teen takes joyride in parent's car, ends in an accident. In the early morning hours on Sunday, a juvenile was involved in an accident on Butler Spaeth Road in his parents' SUV, which he had taken from the home without their permission. According to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, a 14-year-old boy picked up two 11-year-old boys, an 11-year-old girl, and a 13-year-old girl. He was driving the teens north on Butler Spaeth when he drove up on a sidewalk, hit a rock, a mailbox, and then a tree near 9th Street in his parents' 2005 Cadillac Escalade, which he had taken earlier in the night without his parents knowing. The two 11-year-old boys were evaluated by EMS at the scene and released to their guardians with no injuries. The two girls were taken to the hospital with minor pain before they were released to guardians. The 14-year-old boy was also evaluated by EMS. Wasson said that they believe fatigue may have contributed to the accident. The 14-year-old boy was transported to the juvenile detention center. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.